Welcome to my podcast about the Beverly Lawn Tennis Club, written and recorded by me, Abigail Bailey. I hope you enjoy.
The Beverly Lawn Tennis Club was first established in the early 1900s. Before that, tennis was played on people's private properties.
The Beverly Lawn Tennis Club opens its season every year in October and runs through to April. There are currently 8 grass courts. Social tennis is played on a Sunday afternoon and a midweek ladies competition runs most seasons. Beverly also has a pennant team which plays in the East Avon Tennis Association competition on Saturdays. To find out more about the history of the Beverly Lawn Tennis Club, I met with the club's only female life member, Mrs. Mary Blechenden.
Good morning, Mrs. Blechenden. Thank you for having me today.
It's a pleasure.
The first question is, what is your first memory of the Beverly Lawn Tennis Club?
It was my first start off in the year of 1944-45 season. Yes, and I was playing against much better players than I was, but it soon came to me. Yes.
The second question is, when did you first start playing tennis?
1944. Wow. Yes.
That's a while ago.
It is a while ago. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I just loved it, and I just wanted to be there all the time.
What, like, when in the year did you start playing?
Did I start playing? Mm-hmm. Well, when I was going to the state school, my uncle gave me his racket, and I was able to play. Yes.
Mm. When you first started playing at the tennis club, how many courts were there?
There were 6 right from the word go, yes.
And were they grass or hard?
They were grass, yes.
Has the clubhouse always been the same as it is now?
No, it's always been in the same place, but we only had a small kitchen and a window facing the courts, and a bench underneath. We didn't have any cupboards, and we didn't have any refrigerator, anything like that. And then there was a ladies' room, which we did have a shower, and somebody had lent us most beautiful dressing, what would you call it? Anyway, had a mirror. And we had that and the shower, and the men just had their toilet, yes. But the veranda out the front is exactly the same as it is today, and there's always a breeze that comes through one way or the other, and it's always very cool.
So did you have the bumper court in the area of grass?
Not for starters, we didn't. No, that came in later. Yes. Mm.
What type of clothing did you wear to play tennis when you were younger?
We all had to wear white. They didn't stipulate anything else, but it had to be white.
So did you have clothing? Could you wear sleeves? Or did you?
Well, I think most of us had sleeves. Which was the fashion in those days, yes. Mm.
Did you wear sun visors or hats or things like that? Sun visors or hats?
Oh, yes. We mainly it was sun visors, yes. Mm. So, you know, it was better than a hat.
Did you like to wear pants, skirts or shorts?
Well, I did wear a skirt most of the time, yes.
A long skirt or short skirt?
No, short skirt, yes.
What day of the week was tennis played on?
Saturdays and Sundays. And we never played much till later on a weekday. No, we only had the Saturday and Sunday. Yes.
Did you ever play against people from other clubs?
Yes, we did. That was the thing we did most of in those days. It was our pleasure, I think, of going over to all the other clubs around. Yes.
Do you remember when pennants started?
Well, I had pennants when I was captain. I had one team, so we played. So I think not all the time, but on and off. I think it was in the very early stages. No, but when I came, I remember we had pennants. Yes.
What is the first Easter tournament you can remember?
Oh, like the first Easter tournament I can remember was in 1945. Yes. And that was the first one I played in. Yeah.
What were some of the positions that you held on the committee?
Well, I had president of the ladies and on the committee for years. Captain of one of the teams for pennants. I think that's about it. We didn't have a lot in the early times, yes. Mm-hmm.
What have been the biggest changes you have witnessed happen to the tennis club?
Well, a newer built tennis club house, another court. We took the court from the Croker Green when they shifted, and the playing is so much better, because I think there's been so much coaching. There was no coaching in our day, so I think that would be, that's about all. Everything else has been there all along, yes.
What are some of your happiest memories of the club?
To me, I've always loved the club. I've always, it's been my thing. But I think when we go away on these trips to the different, like Pingerley and Brookton and York, mm-hmm. I think when we all get together, I think that's very nice. So,
are there any changes you'd like to see happen at the tennis club in the near future?
No, I can't see. I think to my idea, it's ideal. Yeah, the position where the club is and everything. You've got everything around you, haven't you? The oval and everything. Yes.
Thank you for your time this morning, Mrs. Benchenden. It's been great speaking with you.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you for listening to my podcast on the Beverley Lawn Tennis Club. I hope you enjoyed it. See you at the courts.